How do you think you and Chandler complement each other?
I think we do, you know, a pretty good job with that. You know, he's a big, tall guy. I wouldn't say I'm undersized because I weigh the same as him, but you know, I'm just a lower leverage guy, so I have better leverage. I'm not so tall, but you know, he's more of a speed guy, more of a tactical, you know, hands person. So you know, I think us working together, you know, we're going to be a good DN combo, so we just have to make sure we're doing our job.
Rob, second year is usually a very important year. You would know, you've been a second year guy, but I'm talking about Chandler and Dante. How much better do they look this year, just kind of knowing the system, than last year?
I mean, it just helps to be in the system, you know, and then you have that experience of playing in the NFL. It goes a long way. So, you know, a rookie kind of don't know what to expect as far as how long the season is and the toll it takes on your body. So now they kind of understand that and know, you know, what it's going to be like.
Do they look more comfortable to you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're more comfortable. They're, you know, just working on trying to be the best that they can be.
It just seems like it's coming to them now. They get it. They're more mature.
Just a little bit. I mean, it's not – when you're a rookie, you have a lot of things before you're drafted. And, you're, you know, it's a long year. So, you know, they have their off season and be with us for the off season, and I think it helps them.
Rob, last year, right, you were transitioned from linebacker to end.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so this year, second year in a row as an end. You feel more comfortable now after having that year?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I feel right back to, you know, what I was in college. It's just reading things and playing fast, so I feel real comfortable right now.
Is this more of a natural position, you think, for you?
I like linebacker too, you know, but just more things you can do. Mm-hmm. I can play a 3-4 and a 4-3, so.
That's true.
Not a bad thing.
The environment in the meeting room, is there any reason a young player should feel uncomfortable asking a question?
Like, what's that? Oh, no, not at all. No, I tell young guys all the time, don't be uncomfortable asking questions. There is no dumb questions because, you know, if you don't know, you got to ask. So, you know, I've completely told guys before, like, you know, you ask a real silly question, don't feel silly because, I mean, you're young. You got to learn for yourself. And, you know, if you ask the same question twice and it's the same question, then that might be a little...
One of the young guys said they kind of feel weird asking questions.
Can't be intimidated or... No, you can't. So you try and make them as comfortable as possible.
So there's nothing that's happening there that would make, like, AJ or Joe feel timid about...
No, I mean, it's just when you're in a new spot, you know, I think that might be something. So, you know, it's just like if I put you in a new school in fifth grade, you're not going to talk as much.
Right.
You know? So,
Rob, do you remember your first game as an NFL player, the first opening day?
Yeah. My rookie year, so played Cleveland. That was a long time ago now. Special teams guy running down on kickoffs.
Yeah, is that what you did that day? Did you get any snaps on defense or
two tackles? I do believe.
Yeah,
two tackles. Yeah.
On special teams or defense?
Defense.
On defense.
Yeah. Won the game with a Frisco call.
What do you mean?
I think Roman Harper had a sack, and then it just kind of was a great ending to the
nice.
Game. So it was fun.
Do you remember what it was like, just your emotions playing in your first NFL game?
Yeah, I was super excited, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a great feeling, and, you know, I wish I could go back in time and get it again.
Was it hard to, like, remember your assignments, like, because you're so juiced up?
Not really, you know, because you've been playing a long time. You kind of, you know, if you don't know your assignments, you're not going to be playing too long in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know. Just think, you know, how far you've come since then, too.
Prime yeah,
time, special
it's great.
Now, you know.
Yeah, plan on writing a book soon. So it'll be fun.
Does opening day mean anything special to you anymore?
Of course. You know, it's the start of a new season. So, you know, I'm always excited to get a new season started. Mm-hmm. You know.